Thank you for calling the Santa Barbara Architectural Board of Review voicemail, where our motto is, nothing is set in concrete until the concrete is poured.
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark. This is Sally and Bill DeBose. Before you submit our offer on that townhouse, we'd like to add the following. Sale contingent upon feng shui inspection, with seller to pay all recommended charges. Hope to hear from you soon.
Sally DeBose, what's her name? Sally DeBose. She sounds like someone I used to know, Sally DeBose. Welcome, thank you for tuning in to your local realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. Don't forget to save the bees. I save the bees under my shed in my backyard. You can call the Bee Rescue Hotline, the Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association, at 699-6229. Or you can visit them online at sbba.org. And I say this every week just to tip my hat to them. And coincidentally today, during the second segment, joining me from Lens Pest Control is Dale Shreve. He's in charge of the rodent division, and we're gonna talk rodents, rats and gophers primarily, bed bugs maybe. I think Dale actually coined the expression "don't let the bed bugs bite," and probably won't get into bees, but we know that Dan Lenz they do work with the Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association and try to save bees when they can. So that's coming up in the second segment. Of course, the fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales year to date. But we will start off the first segment with actually talking about some inventory and stats. Let's see, also had a Monk episode referencing Santa Barbara we might get to. Got another email from a client regarding short sale and an interesting talk about a fast market. Can't even email someone a listing before it goes into escrow. But let's start off with some statistics here. We're on the eighth week of the year, 2013. And the topic, and you're reading about inventory, and we keep talking about low inventory, and that's just driving everyone crazy. The net active, you know, I never want to correct you, Richard, but for some reason you're unable to put your headphones on over both ears, and it always looks like you're lopsided. Oh, you do that intentionally? Mm-hmm. So you can hear the, oh, that's good, a little radio trick,
yeah.
So the net inventory active, 308 listings. That's single family from Carp to Goleta, Santa Barbara MLS, 308 listings. Now, what does that mean? Well, last year, the net number of listings, in other words, what was not in escrow, 427. So that's 28% less inventory available to look at. What's in escrow? The gross number of listings is actually 23% fewer listings. So as a percentage, we have more in escrow. We have 36.5% of our listings single family in escrow. Last year, we had 32%. Okay, so you go, okay, we have more. Does that mean we have more listings in escrow? Well, as I mentioned a week or two ago, I tracked that we don't. We have fewer listings in escrow this particular week. Of course, it changes every day, every week, but this eighth week of the year 2013, we have 177 listings in escrow, and last year at this time, it was 200 listings in escrow. Now, there's a little caveat to that, because if you look at over $1 million, we actually have more listings in escrow than last year, over $1 million. Now, I started tracking that. I started to get curious, and I looked at the week number 49 of 2012 is when it changed. Because prior to week 49 of 2012, we always had more listings in escrow than the prior year. So I went back and back and back. I had to go back to the 18th week of 2011 to see where the change occurred. So we went from the 18th week of 2011 to the 48th week of 2012, where we always had more listings in escrow than the prior year. And then since the 49th week of the year 2012, so that's the last 11 weeks, we actually have fewer listings in escrow than the prior year as a little snapshot in time. It's kind of interesting. What does it mean? We'll have to ask someone smarter than me. And of course, in 2012, we had a huge increase overall in the number of sales. So is this foretelling that we might have fewer listings, sales, I should say, than 2012? In 2013, we'll see. But the interesting caveat, is that an appetizer caveat? You have that in crackers and the interesting thing is we have more listings in escrow over a million, okay? And which might explain the fact that for the year to date, the first 8 weeks of the year 2013, the median price is $869,500, and for the first 8 weeks of 2012, it was $785,000. Number of sales, pretty close. We're down 422 sales, 2013, 126 sales, 2012, first 8 weeks of the year. Single family only from Carp to Goleta, Santa Barbara multiple MLS. So we're down slightly, but look at the big jump in the median price of those sales. Again, it's a small number. It doesn't mean anything dramatic, but I think the reason why it's higher is because we have more listings in escrow over $1 million. Let's take a look at that. She said, so 70 listings in escrow over $1 million. Last year at this time, 58. In 2011, it was 46. In 2010, it was 36. And as a percentage of the listings available, you go back a few years, it was 8%, 11%, 16%, today 21%. And I started to thumb back, and I do this stat every few weeks, and consistently of late, we've had more listings in escrow over $1 million than we did the prior year. So that helps to explain why the median price year to date is higher. We have more listings in escrow over $1 million, and yet overall fewer listings in escrow ever since week 49 of 2012. So that's been 11 weeks. So there you go. Little year-to-date inventory. We talked about inventory. Did I catch everything on here? We did. Any questions? You know what? If you have a question, you might try texting 452-2428, 452-CHAT. That's the call-in phone number during the broadcast. And I might be able to get an email at mark@radiorealestate.com. I should bring in the iPad so it'd be a bigger screen. But I got the iPhone 5 in front of me. So that, it just pinged. Someone just sent an email. Let's see what it says. Can you get on with the show and stop talking about your phone? Okay. So again, coming up in the second segment, we're going to talk rats, rodents. Dale Shreve from Dan Lenz Pest Control is in, separate division. And I did see an episode of Monk, which I mentioned the first time I saw it a year or two ago, where he mentions coming to Santa Barbara and coming for the weekend, and his assistant is trying to get him out of town. And his favorite number is 10. He likes even numbers and all that good stuff. And 10 seems to be 100. You know, anything 10, 100 is great. And she's saying, oh, I got your room 1010 in Santa Barbara. It's on the 10th floor. And I'm thinking, there's a... there's something that they didn't think about. They hope that most people didn't know that Santa Barbara, you can't have a house higher than one story in Santa Barbara, I think. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, and we'll talk with Dale Shreve from Lenz Pest Control, a division separating from the wood-eating termite people. He represents the rodent people. He has a crew of 9 people burrowing under him as we speak. So stay tuned. You'll be right back.